From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. According to the White House, President Obama will sign the historic health care overhaul bill approved last night with tomorrow. The vote was 219 to 212 to approve the measure, the House giving it a final approval and sending it on to the Senate without a single Republican yes vote. After approving the bill, the House adopted a number of changes to the package agreed to in the House-Senate negotiations, which now go to the Senate. The bill, among other things, will cost just under $1 trillion and is expected to expand health care coverage to 32 million uninsured Americans over the next decade. The American Medical Association says the health care overhaul bill will have immediate benefits for doctors. Chicago Public Radio's Gabriel Spitzer reports.
The overhaul passed by the U.S. House makes it harder for insurance companies to drop patients. Cancer patients, for example, risk maxing out their coverage quickly. That forces doctors to stop treatment, find creative ways to get it paid for, or take a financial hit. AMA President James Rohack says the new bill will fix that.
The elimination of these caps means that the patients that really are complex, that need appropriate health care resources, won't have to worry about an arbitrary limit on that care.
The association has resisted government involvement in health care, going back to Medicare. But it came out in favor of the Senate bill, with some caveats. Rohack says he's disappointed the legislation doesn't change the way Medicare pays doctors. For NPR News, I'm Gabriel Spitzer in Chicago.
Senate Banking Committee has passed a sweeping overhaul of financial regulations on a 13-10 party line vote. The vote came after Republicans decided not to try to amend the bill in committee. More from NPR's John Itzty.
The legislation, which will now go to the Senate floor, would give the government new powers to take over and wind down large failing financial firms. It would also streamline somewhat government supervision of banks and create an independent Consumer Financial Protection Bureau to shield consumers from complex and abusive financial products. Republicans had planned to propose hundreds of amendments to the legislation during markup of the bill in the Banking Committee this week, but they changed course because they thought there amendments might fare better on the Senate floor. Republican Senator Bob Corker says his party probably has a better opportunity with a different cast of characters in the full Senate. The House passed its version of the bill in December. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
One more side benefit of the government's economic stimulus plan is showing up in some individual tax returns this year, a bigger refund. Government is reporting the administration's economic stimulus measure has resulted in around a 10% rise in average tax refunds over last year, or roughly $260. Health company shares moved higher today on the approval of a health care measure, with expectations on Wall Street with more people covered drug company profits will rise. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 43 points. The Nasdaq was up 20 points today. This is NPR. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has begun a visit to Washington at a time there continues to be criticism of new Israeli construction in East Jerusalem. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who's been working along with other administration officials to move Israeli-Palestinian peace talks forward, told a leading Jewish organization today the Israeli move undermines America's ability to help end the Arab-Israeli conflict. The dispute over the settlement construction has sparked one of the worst disputes between Washington and its top Mideast ally in some time. New York City has settled a class-action lawsuit over strip searches in jail filed on behalf of people arrested for misdemeanor charges. The court previously ruled the practice was unconstitutional. The settlement is for $33 million. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
The plaintiffs in the case were strip-searched at city jails, including Rikers Island. All the plaintiffs were arrested but not convicted between 1999 and 2007. Two of the plaintiffs were forced to undergo gynecological exams. Since the court had previously ruled that the searches were unconstitutional, the settlement has been in the works for a while. The New York City Law Department said that its procedures were modified 3 years ago in 2007. Plaintiffs will receive between $1,800 and $2,900. The two plaintiffs who had forced gynecological exams are entitled to $20,000 each. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
You're in the group that finds yourself watching TV while also online. You apparently are not alone. The ratings company Nielsen says a growing number of people seem to be doing that. The company says people who multitask that way spend an average of 3.5 hours a day both online and watching television in December, up from the 2 hours and 29 minutes reported by the agency just 6 months ago. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.